Hi, this week the question is, does the thief on the cross prove baptism is not necessary? In Luke 23, verses 39 through 43, the Bible says, "Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you're under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Now here we're introduced to two thieves crucified along with Jesus. At first, both of these thieves reviled Jesus and mocked him, but one thief changed his attitude and repented. He looked to Jesus in his final hour of life and asked Jesus to save him, and Jesus, about to die himself, graciously forgave the man of his sins and promised him eternal life that very day. Now the question before us is this: does this case prove baptism is not necessary for salvation? If baptism is so important, why didn't this thief have to be baptized to be saved? Many people use the thief on the cross as an excuse for not being baptized themselves. For one reason or another, there are some people who absolutely refuse to obey the gospel and be baptized for the remission of their sins, according to Acts 2:38. To justify themselves, they point to this thief on the cross and they argue, "Wasn't he saved without baptism? And if he was saved without baptism, then we all can be saved without baptism." Now, the first thing I want you to notice is that people always pick the thief on the cross as the example of how they want to be saved. They like the thief on the cross because he didn't seem to have to do very much. No one ever wants to be saved like the rich young ruler, for example, because he had to do a lot. Do you remember him? A rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked what he had to do to be saved. And Jesus told him in Mark 10, verse 21, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." Now, why is it that no one ever wants to be saved like this man? Well, the second thing I want you to notice about the thief on the cross is that everyone assumes he had never been baptized. Now, how does anyone know that he had never been baptized in his whole life? Obviously, he was not taken down from the cross and baptized, but perhaps he was baptized prior to his crucifixion and then fell away after he had been baptized. After all, the scripture plainly says in Matthew chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went to John and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins." Since all these people from all around Judea and Jerusalem were coming to be baptized by John, this thief could have been in that multitude of people. So then, before someone argues that the thief on the cross was saved without baptism, they have to prove that. But it cannot be proven. For all we know, he could very well have been baptized, and if he was baptized, this is not an example of someone being saved without baptism. But there's a third point that I would like for you to consider about this thief, and that is that he lived before the Lord died. While the Lord was alive, the Lord had authority to forgive anyone he wished and under any conditions he wished. He could have forgiven the rich young ruler without requiring him to sell all that he had, but he didn't. Mark 10, verse 21. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, Jesus said, "Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk,' but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins?" He said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." So, while the Lord was alive on the earth, he was saying he could forgive men freely as he saw fit. But after the Lord died and his will, the New Testament, came into force, men must meet the terms required by the will. Let me illustrate this. Suppose a father has a will. According to the will, all of the father's property and money is going to go to his only son. Does that will have binding force while the father is alive? Of course not. If the father wishes, he can give some needy person money whenever he wishes. The father may freely do that, and if the father wishes, he may make some donation to a charity. He may freely do that, but once the father dies, the will comes into force, and now the money and property must be dispensed according to the will. Likewise, while Jesus was alive, he was busy preaching and teaching the terms of his new will. However, that new will did not have any force as long as the Lord was alive. In Hebrews chapter 9, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "Where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives." Now, just like a father could freely give away money while he's alive, the Lord himself could freely grant forgiveness to anyone he wished and on any conditions that he wished. Yet after the Lord died, his new will came into force, the New Testament. Here is what the Lord himself said after he had died and after he had resurrected from the dead. After the thief was saved, the Lord said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." These are the terms of condition for men to be saved today. If anyone hopes to be saved, he must believe in Jesus and be baptized for the remission of his sins. The thief on the cross does not prove baptism is not a necessary condition for salvation today. The thief does not negate what the Lord himself said in Mark 16, 16, after the thief was saved. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.